Blackstone Audio presents A Walk on the Wild Side by Nelson Algren. To Elizabeth Ingersoll. 1.
"He's just a poor, lonesome, wife-left feller," the more understanding said of Fitz Linkhorn. "Losing his old lady is what crazied him." "That man is so contrary," the less understanding said. "If you throwed him in the river, he'd float upstream."
For what had embittered him, Fitz had no name, yet he felt that every daybreak duped him into waking and every evening conned him into sleep. The feeling of having been cheated, that was it. Nobody knew why nor by whom. But only that all was lost, lost long ago in some colder country, lost anew by the generations since. He kept trying to wind his fingers about this feeling, at times like an ancestral hunger, again like some secret wound. It was there, if a man could get it out into the light, as palpable as the blood in his veins. Someone just behind him kept turning him against himself, till his very strength was a weakness. Weaker men, full of worldly follies, did better than Linkhorn in the world. He saw with eyes enviously slow-burning.
"I ain't playing the whore to no man," he would declare himself, though no one had so charged him.
6'1" of slack-muscled shambler, he came of a shambling race, that gander-neck clan from which Calhoun and Jackson sprang, Jesse James's and Jeff Davis's people, Lincoln's people, Forrest solitary, spare and swart, left landless as ever in Sandland and Hooverville, now the time of the Forrests had passed. Whites call them white trash, and Negroes pole buckra. Since the first rock had risen above the moving waters, there had not been a single prince in Fitzbryan's branch of the Linkhorn clan. Unremembered King.